All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Jeremy Pollack with us. He's the founder of Pollack Peacebuilding Systems, a conflict resolution firm with experts across the United States focused on rebuilding relationships in families, in companies, and in communities. So welcome to the show, man.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Of course. Grateful to have you here. So we want to start out, get to know you first. So the first one I got for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
The best story, probably, I mean, there's some interesting pieces from my personal life that are kind of strange that were amazing. But I think a good piece of info would be probably the first time I did conflict resolution at a company. Basically, helping resolve a conflict between two high level executives, and they were sort of stuck in this conflict for many months. And they're both sort of high powered women, and not really talking very much anymore, and that kind of thing. So, I got in there and I did what I normally do in my work. And during the session, both of them. I did it a particular way, but both of them basically opened up and started like crying, not in a painful way, but in a way that basically they were both saying, I can't believe that you actually appreciate me. I can't believe that you actually value me. I can't believe that you think this way about me. I didn't know any of this stuff. And they were crying like, and I couldn't believe that they had gotten there based on where we had started. And so I think the message for me was, and what I used ongoing and what I do use ongoing in my work and even in my life is everything starts with care. Knowing that we care about each other is first and foremost. If we start from a place of conflict or a place of I'm right, you're wrong, nothing gets done. But if we start from a place of care where we can say, you know, I appreciate these things about you. I really value you in this way. I really care about you as a person. Now let's look at the conflict. Now let's look at the problem. That's a good place to start. So I use that in my daily life. So,
and what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
I think it's probably the same thing. I think that everything starts from a place of care. And then secondly, going into communications, like how do we effectively communicate? Being calm, being peaceful, not making it about, you know, you're the problem, I'm right, you're wrong, that kind of thing, but being open, being in a space where we engender and embody openness and discovery and curiosity about another individual, another group, rather than just coming in with an agenda.
And then if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Probably don't engage with people that are on the attack. If people are not willing to have a conversation and they just want to attack and make you wrong, don't engage. Because in my past, I would be definitely, you know, I'd be defensive and then I would attack back as opposed to just saying, you know, I'm willing to stay calm, willing to have a conversation. If you can't, if you're going to attack me, I just have to step away until you're ready to converse.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And now let's talk about the happiness. So in your opinion, what's the key to happiness?
Key to happiness.
Yeah.
You know, I come from a research field that's sort of based on human needs theory. And I think that a big part of happiness is fulfilled when your sort of basic needs are met. And that means not just physiological, but psychological needs. We have some basic psychological needs and they need to be met at least to sufficient levels for you to be happy, for you to be at peace with yourself. So, there's several of them, but I think one of them is just being in relationship with people, having a network, having people that you believe care about you and feel cared for and supported. That's super key.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness.
Yeah. And what is the best book that you've read, and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
The best book that I've read. Wow. That's interesting. I tend to read a lot of academic work. A book that I've read in the last couple of years, one was The Storytelling Animal by Jonathan Gottschall, and another one is The Evolution of Culture, which is a series of papers about how culture and religion evolved. And those were just very interesting, just to understand the psychology behind why we create narratives about our lives and about our groups, and why we stick to those narratives, and why it's so hard for us to see outside the narrative.
Mm. And then what is your favorite quote and why?
I think it would have to be Gandhi's Be the Change. You know, just be the change that you want to see in the world. Because there is no way to change anything if you don't embody it, if you don't walk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yes, man. Well, dude, thanks for coming on. The last one I got for you, where can our listeners best connect with you online?
PollackPeacebuilding.com is probably the best place. That's my last name is PollackPeacebuilding, peacebuilding.com.
Perfect. Thanks again for coming on.
Yeah. Thanks, Tyler.